जयं विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजराचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमान अभयशरणारविंद भक्त वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जयं नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्यामगुंड राधाकुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगामाई की यमुनामाई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शील प्रभुपाद नमा विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूदले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम पाथाय प्रतिबोधिदां भगवदां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतं अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वामनुसन्ददामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोस्तुते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दाय पत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीप प्रपन्न भार्यादाय तोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावोदुग्ध गोपालनंदन पार्थोवत्सुदीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानंदं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गांधार नीलोत्पल शल्यग्राहवदी कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुल अश्वत्थामाविकर्ण घोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्ण खलु पांडवैरण नदी कैवर्तक केशव पाराशर्यवजसरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोकैसज्जनशल्पदैरहरः पेवीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजक्कलिमलप्रध्वंसिन श्रेयसे मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्म वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैः साङ्गपदैक्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्दियं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः सर्वत्र गोविंद नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविंद गोविंद सो योर discussing last Wednesday that Krishna spoke about these two verses in the 13th chapter about samam. Samam is very important because samam, the way actual meaning is equal. Samam means equal. But when we come to Bhagavad Gita, samam means the soul, reference to soul. Seeing everything on a spiritual platform. Samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavastitam ishwaram nahinati alpana almanam tatoyadi parangadi. Krishna said that. Then again he said, samam sarveshu bodeshu tishtandam parameshwaram vinashyavisu vinashyandam yavashyadi sapashyadi. All those verses about samam. So, through for that samatvam yogamuchyade, Krishna is saying. Another place, samatvam yogamuchyade. So, how does this samam happen? So the clue for that, Krishna has given in that Bhagavadam to Vasudeva when he spoke, Yuvamam Patra Bhavena, Brahma Bhavena, Chasakrat, Chindayendo Kradasnehav. So, again and again, to develop this habit inside, Ishvara, Brahmam, everything is Brahmam. And gradually it will change our understanding of others. And Krishna says there that this is Brahma Vidya. That means that bhavam we have to cultivate. It is up to us to do it. Krishna can't say anything about it. Krishna has told us that this is the way it will happen. So, to a large extent, even if we don't succeed in that, to a large extent all the disturbances inside, or if we feel a hate towards anyone or attachment towards anyone, those things will gradually leave us if you practice this, what Krishna told Vasudeva to do. Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrat chandendo kradasneho, he said. So, if that meditation or that thoughts become strong inside us, it will have its effect on others as well. It will have an impact on others. That is the only way you can change others. There is no other way. This modern methods of fighting and killing is not a solution. It is not going to solve the problem. Except that the hate will increase again and again, and then revenge will become more revengeful each other, right? So, so this process, what Krishna has said, Brahma Bhavena Chasakrat, Chindayendo Kradasneho. Generally people say, oh, you have to love everybody. People say like that, isn't it? You have to be loving nature, you should love everybody. That doesn't work. In its principle is like this, Krishna is saying, that if you want to be effective, or if you want to influence others in a positive way, then the way it has to be done is this way. Brahma bhavena chasakrat. That Brahma bhavam has to come inside. That's the only way you can change others. There's no other way of doing that. Love and all, you can talk about it, but if there is a lot of ragadvesham inside, it is very difficult to overcome that. It is because of the ragadvesham only inside us, right? So, because people won't easily agree with you, they will always differ, right? So, and therefore, Krishna says there that as much as you see Brahma Bhavam, that means realization that Antaryami is present in them, and recognizing that, that's the only way, Krishna says, that the others will change. But with that realization, if you behave with them. So, in this way, samatvam, Krishna says, it is possible to develop samatvam. Samatvam, right? So, Krishna says, and another way, that this is parabhakti. If you come to that level, then it is parabhakti. You remember, Brahma Bhuda Prasannatma Na Shojadi Na Ramshadi Sama Sarveshu Bhudeshu. Again, samam. Sama Sarveshu Bhudeshu Mad Bhaktim Levade Param. So if you have reached that samam stage with everybody, then it is parabhakti. Krishna said that. Yeah. So 13th chapter, twice he spoke about samam. Another place he said samatvam yoga muchyade. And now in here he is saying that that Brahma Bhuda Prasannatma Na Shojari Nagam Sama Sarvesha Bhudeshu, that samam again. Then parabhakti, he says. That is parabhakti. So parabhakti, there is love there, but there is no problem with this love by going in this route. There is no, it won't create any problems later. Otherwise, what will happen is, if you tell people that you just love everybody, again ragadvesham will come from that. Only through Krishna's, recognizing Krishna's presence in everyone, as Brahma Bhavam it is called, you can have a relationship with others without causing any problems from that. Otherwise, if you have developed love for others in another form, otherwise, it is quite likely that sometimes that love will change depending on the circumstances. So, therefore Krishna is saying here, you have to develop a relationship in such a way, something that does not change. For example, he says, suppose you have love for somebody, and that person did something, said something, which you didn't like, then your love will be affected by that. And that kind of love which comes and goes, it's not love, Krishna says. That thing which comes and goes. Proper love is this Brahma Bhava. If you develop Brahma Bhavam to every jiva, Krishna's point is that it is not coming and going. It's not something that comes and goes. It's Brahma Bhavam it is. That you're recognizing that the Antaryami is present in that person. And your relationship is with Antaryami rather than on the bodily level. Whereas all these other things, what we talk about, love, 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 it won't work. It will always fire back sometimes. Sometimes it will fail, right? Whereas this Brahma Bhavam, Krishna says, you can have with everyone in this world. And if you build it up gradually, you will see the change in you and you will see the change in others. That is why that verse is important. Yuvamam putra bhavena. Krishna said to Vasudeva, isn't it? And Devaki. Both of them. Yuvamam putra bhavena. You can look after me like son. That is mundane kind of relationship. Putra bhavena. But more important than that is that Brahma bhava. Brahma bhavena chasakrat. Kinchindayandav kradasnehav. So that requires more in effort. Unfortunately, in Vasudeva and Devaki's case, that didn't happen. They agree with that. They also agreed with that. It didn't happen in their life. It is only putra bhavam carried on. Putra bhavam, without teaching anyone, you will have it. Every mother and father will have love for the child. That is putra bhavam. That does not require any cultivation. It comes natural way. Prakriti's arrangement, that is, Maya's side. Brahma bhavam is what we have to develop within ourselves, Brahma bhavam. So, Krishna's point is that if you love something which does not come and go, Brahma bhavam doesn't come and go because you are recognizing something in that person as what is inside you, as Antaryami is present in that. That recognition, he is saying, that then if you have done that, then you have found out the source of all love. Because that's coming from the Antaryami. And that is what Krishna calls it as sthanam. You know the word sthanam? Krishna uses in few places. Sthanam. Yeah? This sthanam is that. Finding out that the location where you should have that Brahma bhava, where you have that Brahma bhava. Right? So, and that will not never leave you. It will remain forever, untouched by anything what happens in the world. And that is what this is spoken by Jesus Christ also. But how they have understood, I don't know. But it is there in his teachings. When he says that you should develop that with you should love your neighbor and all that. It is all coming from this. Jesus studied Upanishads. He spent a lot of time studying Upanishads. Many things from Upanishads he has taught also. But only thing is the followers probably didn't fully grasp it properly. Why did he talk about the neighbors? He said, because it is the people who are very close to you, with whom you have to deal with all the time. That is where all the relationships gets into difficulties. Somebody who is living in America or Australia, I won't have any problem with them because they are there, I don't have anything to do. But those who are very close to you, around you, all the time, that's where all the relationships, problems builds up. So, just like husband and wife, and the children. Even if it is possible, not, may not be 100% possible, But to a large extent, the relationship will be smoother if it is in this way. So, so that's what Krishna is saying there. So this is sthanam. That's very important. That's sthanam. Sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam, he says. Tameva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharata prasadal param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. So, in several places this sthanam, Krishna will talk about it. We'll come to that later. So, in Ayurveda also, main problem is this ragadvesham. In the second chapter, Krishna spoke about that, isn't it? Ragadvesham mukta istu. If ragadvesham goes away from inside, then to a large extent, even our diseases will get cured. Most of the diseases inside is because of this ragadvesham only. And Ayurvedam says this ragadvesham is spread all over the body, what is present in us, yeah? And that is why apurva vaidyaya namostu, apurva vaidyam is called like that. In other words, andaryami inside us, he is the one actually curing all the diseases. We think it is a medicine, isn't it? Medicine, doctor, things like that. Actually, it is not. It is the andaryami inside who clears all the diseases. In the Vishnu Sahasranamam, you will see that mentioned. Bhayashajam Bishak. Doctor is andaryami, medicine is also andaryami. Say, particular medicine works for you, another person it doesn't work. Sometimes it happens that way. Mainly it is because of this andaryami's approval is not there. Andaryami has not sanctioned it. Right? So, this power of andaryami, he present inside everyone's, in the Hrith place, heart, we have lost the power to recognize him for the human body, for the human species. This is a big problem. We have over years, historically, people always trusted Andaryami. Now we have no relationship with Andaryami. We have become like that, right? If you look at the animals, they still have Andaryami connection more than us. Look at the dogs, cats, goats and all that. They know that there is something from inside guiding them. When they get sick, they don't have super speciality hospitals, All India Institute of Medical Sciences and all that. How do they live in this world, these animals? When they get sick, they know how to cure it themselves. They'll go find some plant. They know where to go and find it. They themselves know it. You don't have to tell them. And they will eat that. In 1 or 2 days, they are cured. Their normal illness is what they get, right? And we are saying we have got very high knowledge and special knowledge and all that. Vishesha jnanam, right? But only thing is we don't even know what to do for ourselves. To that extent we are disconnected from Andaryami. That's the point, yeah? For example, this earthly planet is a globe, round. Dog doesn't know that, right? And dog is not interested also. Even if you teach the dog the world is a round or flat or whatever it is, dog will only ask, is it good enough to eat? That will be the dog's question. Right? The dog is only interested in that. Yeah. For him, it is of no benefit. Right? Whether the planet is round or planet is flat, whatever it may be. And the dog is also not thinking whether it is to go to the moon or to the sun or anything like that. It's not worrying him. He's not concerned about it. Yeah. But when it gets sick, some indigestion or anything, it knows where to go and find the remedy for that without any effort. It doesn't require an MBBS or an MD or anything like that. Yeah. And In the same way, all animals in the forest are like that, the goats, all of them, right? And they know how to conduct their daily life in a nice way, without disturbing anybody, where to find the solution, and live in this world peacefully. They have that capacity to do that, right? And same thing, if you look at different animals, it is like that. A lot of things to learn from the animals. That we, somehow, we have created so much anxiety about medicine and doctors and all, and it's become a huge affair now, all over the world. One country to another country you are running to maintain for the treatment and this, that, everything. All this is because of this misunderstanding that Antaryami is responsible for our body. Body is not in our control. Body has come from Maya. Maya provided, Krishna says, Ashtada Prakriti, isn't it? Pumira Manalavayu, Khammana Buddhireva, Ahangare Riyami, Bhina Prakriti Ashtada. So there is something seriously wrong with us, not with, with the whole mental psyche of ours, right? If you look at the monkeys, you will never see a dead body of a monkey anywhere, unless electrocuted or something. Otherwise, you don't see a dead body of any monkey. Why is that? Monkeys know this well. When they die, they will drag the dead body into some anthill or something and leave the dead body there. And the ants will eat that dead body. And in a few days' time, the dead body is gone. So that's how they cremate their body. So all these arrangements in the nature exist. We only have all the problems. We make everything very complicated by our arrangements, like the medical treatment. Everywhere it is creating more anxiety in people's life about the health. And it becomes a huge industry after that. Huge hospitals, huge pharmaceutical companies, huge manufacturing of these medicines and treatment. And what has changed? We are still dying. So what has changed now? With all the effort that has been put in, what has changed? People are still dying. People are still getting sick. So recognizing this, animal seems to have better recognition of these things than us. They are able to accept it without questioning it. Whatever little medicines available, they will use it. But then if you have to die, you have to die. There is nothing you can do about it. This realization, animal seems to have better than us. Because we are thinking that we are fight and then die at the end. It's a losing battle. It cannot be done anything. Certain things you can't change, and we are not willing to accept it. That is the problem. That is what Krishna is talking about. He's saying, so even this general knowledge what the animal has got, we don't have it. We have lost that. We have become like this. Right? So monkey's case is very clear. You don't see any dead body of a monkey anywhere. As soon as they die, the other monkeys will drag them into some place where there is loads of ants. They will eat that body and the body disappears. You don't find it after that. Very quickly they get disposed and then they go. So there's an arrangement like that among themselves, right? So who taught them all these things? Who taught them all these things? Antaryami tells them. They all have that understanding. Whether they know it or not, in a natural way, Antaryami is telling them, this is what you have to do. And they do that. And they didn't study all what we have studied, have they? We sat, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall and we studied all this. What has happened now with all that? Right? So, and that is what the next verse is. Krishna is going to talk about, right? So, he's saying here that Ishwara Sarvabhudanam, this Antaryami principle, Ishwara Sarvabhudanam, Hriddeshe, Arjuna, Tishtadi, Brahmayan Sarvabhudani, Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. If you really understand that verse, it's all talking about Antaryami. It's all talking about Antaryami. Ishwara Sarvabhudanam, Hriddeshe, Arjuna, Tishtadi, Brahmayan Sarvabhudani, Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. Now, prior to that, on the 58th verse, Krishna said, Machitta Sarvadurgani Malprasadal Tharishyasi Anajetu Mahangaral Nashroshyasi Vinangshyasi. That means that Krishna is saying here that if you don't listen to me, what I am saying, and if you don't accept that, then the only thing is that your ahankaram will decide what is to be done, right? And you will destroy yourself. Machita sarvadurgani sarvani dustarani samsara hetu jatani mal prasadal tarishyasi adikrameshyasi adajed editvam maduktam ahamkarat panditaha aham idina shoshyasi na graheshyasi tada tvam vinanshyasi vinasham gamishyasi. If you focus on what I have said, Krishna says, and fix your mind on what I have spoken, and mal prasadal tarishyasi, you will get over these problems. Athached, otherwise, tum ahangarat, if dictated by your ego inside, by your ahangaram, if you act, then you will destroy yourself. Idam jatvayana mandavyam sadandram aham kim artham paroktam karishyami iti. You should not think that I am very independent, and why should I listen to others? You shouldn't cultivate their habit, he says. Then, yad ahangaram ashritya na yolsya iti manyase mithyesha vyavasayase prakritistvam niyokshati. If you take this decision based on your ego, that I won't fight this battle, and if you make that decision, you're wasting your time, he says. Why? Because you will fight at the end. Your nature will control you from inside. That nature inside, that is more powerful than your willpower. The nature inside. That will dictate to you and you will be forced to fight. Krishna is saying that. Yatcha edatvam ahankaram ashritya na yolsa idi na yuddham karishyami idi manyase chindayasi nischayam karoshi mithya eshaya vyavasayo nischayate tava yasmat prakriti kshatriya svabhavaha tvam niyokshati yasmat cha. If you decide that through ahankaram I won't fight this battle, you're wasting your time, because as kshatriya, your dharmam, you will do it at the end. Yeah. So that is what you are saying there. That the svabhava jena kaundheya nibhadda svena karmana kartham nechasi enmohad karishyasi avashopital. This svabhavam is very difficult to fight over. Once a svabhavam. Yeah. Everything is svabhavam, Krishna says. Svabhava jena kaundheya nibhadda svena karmana. All of us are bound by our own svabhavam. And svabhavam controls us, and that svabhavam is dictated by moham, ajnanam or avidya. And even if you don't want to do something, you will be forced to do it. That's the way it works. I don't want to fight the war, but Krishna is saying that to Arjuna, that svabhavam is like that. Svabhavam will force you to do it. Svabhava jena kaundeya nibhanda svena karmana svabhava jena shauryadinam yathoktena kaundeya nibhaddo nischayena baddha. In the 43rd verse, it was spoken the same thing. Krishna spoke before. If you look at the 43rd verse, Sobhavajena Shauryadina. When he talks about Shauryam, Shauryam Tejo Dridhar Dakshyam, all these are qualities of a Kshatriya. That is in him, packaged already inside. It is in him. Yeah. Yuddeja Pabalayanam Dhanam Ishwara Bhavacha Kshatra Karmam Subhavajam. He says Subhavajam it is. Subhavajam. Kshatra Karma Subhavajam. That is your karma Subhavam. Right? So, he is saying, svabhava jena, shaurya adina, yedho oktena kaundeya nibhagdo, nischayena baddha svena, atmiyena karmana kartum nachyasi, yad karma mohad avivegada karishyasi, avasha aviparavasha evadat karmam yasmat. So, svabhavam will dictate, Krishna is saying. Now, in that verse, Ishvara sarvabhudanam, Krishna says to Arjuna, Krishna is present in everybody, he is Hriddesham. Here, Hriddesham. Right? What is Ishwara's Deham? Ishwara's Deham, It's not Vaikuntham, Kailasam, or Satyalokam, or any temple, big temples, or whatever it is, right? And if you ask a question, what is Ishwara's Deham? It is Hrdesham. That's his abode. This is his abode in everybody, right? And he is available for everyone here. And he is present there. Sarvabhudanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtadi. Hriddeshe Tishtadi Ishwaraha. Ishwara is present in the Hriddesham. What is he doing there, sitting there? He is saying, Sarvabhudanam Ishwaraha Ishanashilo Narayanaha Sarvabhudanam Sarvapraninam Hriddeshe Hridaya Deshe Arjuna Shukla Andaralma Sabhava Vishuddha Atna Karana Ahascha Krishna Mahar Arjunam Cha Idi Darshana Tishtadi Siddhim Labhade. He says Shukla Andaralma Sabhava Vishuddha Atna Karana Ahascha Krishna Mahar Arjunam Cha. That is taken from the Hrigveda Samhita. Vishuddha Andhakaranam Brahmayan Sarvabhudani. What it means is that sitting there, what he does is every jiva, according to its prarabdham, it makes the jiva to do what is necessary based on the prarabdham. And that, based on the prarabdham, that jiva has to listen to this Andaryami and has to act on that. He has no freedom there. Jiva doesn't have a freedom in that. Andaryami will force a person, based on the prarabdham, to do certain things, and that's what we are doing now. Every one of us. Yeah. So, when the prarabdham comes, Prarabdha Jividam, from that comes, the energy for doing all these things is coming from him, Ishwara. It comes from him. And he is governing all of us sitting there and controlling every jiva in every body. Every jiva. We think we are independent, aren't we? What independent do we have? The impetus comes from Andaryami. Andaryami knows the prarabdham. And in order to complete that prarabdham, Andaryami will engage the jiva, whatever that is required to complete that prarabdham. And the energy for doing that, Andaryami supplies to jiva, and jiva does that. That's the way it is. We are working in this, we are living in this world. This is our existence. Dictated by Andaryami from inside. Andaryami controls us through the prarabdham, and based on the prarabdham, it will need the whatever energy is required, need energy we need for doing that particular activity to finish the prarabdham. It is supplied by the Andaryami, and the jiva does that, goes through that, right? So when he is pushing us from inside, we think, feel like doing certain things, and we are not conscious of all that. And this is what in the Bhagavadam also said: Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti. These three Shaktis, the power of desire, Ichha Shakti, the power how to do it, Jnana Shakti, and the power of action, Kriya Shakti, all the three comes from him. All the three comes from him. We are not conscious of all these things, are we? We are just going and thinking that I am doing this, and the false identity, Ahankaram, dictates all these things to us, and we do that, right? But when this Andaryami from inside pushes us to do that, Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, all three of them, first of all the desire comes, that is Ichha Shakti, and then whatever you wanted to do, the knowledge about that comes. Suppose you want to get something or get some work done, the knowledge about that comes. First the desire comes, then the knowledge comes. Then you do the karma, right? For example, if you go to the shop, you want to buy something, even in that time, these three things comes all the time. Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, right? And based on that, you buy it or don't buy it, based on these three things. Either you will decide to buy or you decide not to buy, right? So who did all these things? Ishvara Sarvabhudanam Hriddeshe. Ishvara, Hriddeshe, he is doing that. Where is the Kriya came from? Ishvara Hriddeshe. And this is why in the, you will see that in the 46th verse also. It said, Yada Pravrtir Bhudhanam. If you look at that verse, Yena Sarvamidam Tadam. Yada Pravrtir Bhudhanam. Yena Sarvamidam Tadam. So Karmanatham Abhyarcha Siddhim Nindali Manava. So, the karmam, yasmad pravrti ulpatti cheshta vayasmad, is done by Andaryamina Ishvara. In that, Ajari Swamiji says there, Andaryami does these things from inside. Yeah. So, all our work, what we do, whatever we are doing, it begins from here, from this location. Everything what we do, it comes from there. Yeah. Hridi ayam tishtadi tasmad hridayam, Upanishad says. Because that is where the central command is here. So there is another name for Krishna, is hridayam. Hrit is another name for him. It is Krishna's name, Hrit. Because he is there, Andaryami, right? How do you find out that it is not this heart? Something happened in the sense that people think that when you say heart, because Hridayam translation, now heart is translated as Hridayam. But actually Hridayam is not a mechanical pumping station, what is on the left side. This is mechanical heart. Hridayam is the space here where Andaryami is present, right? And it is not a solid spot like this one, right? And actually, Hridayam and heart, they are two different things. But somehow or the other, this name caused a problem. Yeah, somebody made it like this. How it happened, nobody knows. They confused with the Hridayam and the heart. Now, everywhere they use, the mechanical heart is referred to as Hridayam. In all Indian languages also, mechanical heart is referred as Hridayam. But actually, Shastram says, this is not Hridayam. Hridayam is his Hrit, where the location of Andaryami is, not this mechanical heart which is pumping the blood or whatever that is doing, right? This is actually the spiritual center. It's a spiritual center, right? Just like, for example, suppose a girl, the naming, I'm saying, how confusion happens, right? You give her name, for example, Gayatri. You give her, somebody named Gayatri. Just because she got the name Gayatri, she doesn't become Gayatri, does she? In the same way, you gave the name Hrit to heart, but Hrit is a spiritual location of Krishna's presence inside us, Sandaryami. And we are misunderstood as the heart. And this name has confused everybody. In the same way, right? So, somebody, he gave the name Hridayam, Hrid, to this mechanical pumping heart. And that is how it came to know later. So, everybody now uses this as the heart. We say it is the Hridayam. So from that day onwards, this heart has become a misunderstanding, right? And similarly, you can see this all the time. When you give name to people, you have to be careful also. Otherwise, a name could mislead. Meaning will change over a period of time. Like some children, you give them Maharshi, the name. After some time, people will start thinking, oh, he's a Maharshi. What does Maharshi mean? He's a great Rishi, isn't it? So, Maharshi can be easily confuse people like this, right? And so Rishi, among the Rishis, great Rishis, is called Maharshi. So Maharshi, if you give the name, Rishi name, it's very meaningful name it is. It's not. It means, Rishi means that one who can see ahead, way ahead, Kranda Darshitam. If you are given the name to a child, after some time, we call him Maharshi, 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 and it becomes a common name. So Krishna says here that the Ishvara Sarvabhudanam, in all living entities, he is present as Antaryami. And what does he do? Sitting there, he operates us through his energy called Maya, Maya Shakti, right? So, Maya, about Maya, we have also confusion about that. What does this Maya means, right? Krishna mentioned Maya earlier. Devikesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratheya, he said. And then another place he said, Ajobisan Avayalpa Bhudanam Isharobisan Prakritim Swamadishtaya Sambhavami Alpamayaya, he said. Alpamaya. So, that power of Atma is called Maya. The power of Atma, the energy what Atma uses to engage us in karma, in all types of karma, that energy is called Maya. It's called Maya, right? And how does he operate that? Just like he said, Brahmayans Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. Krishna uses the word Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. What does that mean? Yantra Rudhani Maya means Maya is the fuel. Maya is the fuel for the machine, right? Pumping power, you can say. And it is with that Maya he is dragging us through all kinds of things, situations. Right? He put us into this yantram, to this machine called this body. He put us into that. And in the olden days, they had this yantram, different type of yantram. For example, in the agriculture fields, when they had to do the watering, from the water will be flowing in the stream or in a tank or something. And then they have these wheels which will rotate. The water will be taken out from the this thing and then goes in the channels to different places, right? And that is how water was moved from the stream or from the river or from the tank into the field everywhere, right? Similarly, simple yandram. They are called yandram. Potter's wheel, when they make the pots, clay pots, right? Similarly, here, Antaryami inside us, and what is this Maya means? Maya means, basically Maya inside us is this mind. Maya inside us is this mind, yeah? And this how the mind is formed in a person, the formation of the mind. This mind is an unusual power in all of us. Yeah. If you ask the question, where is the mind? You don't know where it is. But it is there. Everybody agrees with that. Yeah. And when it gets very depressed, that mind, you cannot do anything with it. You can't do surgery where it, because you don't know where it is inside us. Right. So, whereas other illnesses for the body, you can do surgery and remove it, cancer or whatever it is, right? But the mind, that is a problem. You don't even know where it is. So, and it is like this. You saw a snake in a rope and you can't kill the snake by killing the rope. If you beat the rope, the snake won't get killed. It is similar, this mind inside us. We don't know where it is and what to do with it. But we have a problem. We get depressed. Yeah. So this mind actually is something that was born inside
through avidya and maya. Maya's presence in us is mainly in the mind. It's mainly inside the mind, right? And it is that mind which is the problem. That is what is dictating to us and dragging us to world, to different sense objects, sense enjoyment. Everything comes from that mind, which is nothing but Maya. And the only way the mind will disappear or mind will become perfect in the sense that through vidya, avidya has to go. When avidya goes away, only then the mind will be under control. When avidya goes away, you can see this, right? When you wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes out is the mind, isn't it? The mind. Along with that, ahamvritti comes. I. Me wake up, mind wakes up straight away. And first me wake up and then the mind comes along with that. And all whole world comes to us. All my problems for the day, all I have to do for today, what all problems are likely to happen, the enemies I have to meet with, or the friends I have to meet with, all issues of life, this mind brings back when you wake up in the morning, in front of you, right? And, so for example, suppose you had a lot of problems today, and you went to sleep at night. You took some tablets, yeah? Tranquilizers or something to get some sleep. You took it and you slept, right? And you think that all problems solved, at least now, at least I can sleep now. I slept, right? And when you wake up in the next morning after the sleep, all these problems, what you have managed to clear for some time, all comes back again. Why does that happen? Right? So, that is why it is said, creation is kind of a devastation like this. A devastation happened in the night, and then the creation happened in the morning again. So, when creation happened, all the problems came back. So, this power of Maya to have this devastation, and after devastation to bring back the problems again, it's called creation. All the problems what you have managed to control for a while, but you can't stay on tranquilizers all the time, can you? So, you think that you have managed, but look at the power of the mind inside. Even though you don't know where it disappeared, all the problems, it disappeared, everything. But in the morning, everything managed to come back and start worrying again about the day, right? So, now if you see that because of this tension, if you say that why don't you sit in one place? You can go and sit in one place, but still this mind will come up and create problems for everybody, right? So, it is based on this mind that which creates all the problems in this world, whole world. Everybody has got problems because of this thing called mind. Mind is a problem, right? Not only this mind, world, even the space, including the space, right? There is problem underneath the ocean. And because of our, what we call as this, Vishesha Buddhi, special intelligence what we have got, what we have got. Because of that, the poor creatures living underneath the sea, they suffer because of our special intelligence. They suffer because of that. And similarly, because of our special intelligence, space also, they are suffering. So many people will go and disturb them also there. So outer space, right? So, problem is not only here, problem we create other places also, underneath the water, high up in the space, right? Because we don't know what to do with this mind. Mind is forcing us to do all these kind of things. Right? And what is the reason behind that? These different desires that comes from that? Mind itself, another form, nature of this mind is desiring things. And that is what Krishna is saying is Brahmayan. Brahmayan means it makes you, with this help of this mind, it makes us to go round in this giant wheel, keep on rotating in this world with this mind, right? The way it does says, Brahmayan sarvabhudhani yantrarudhani mayaya. Maya is this mind. Maya is the mind, yeah? And mind, how this mind operates, it is with the avidya inside us. To that extent, the mind will be busy. To the extent avidya is inside, to that extent mind will be busy. So, so therefore, Krishna is saying, find out who is controlling this mind and take his shelter. That is the best method. Who controls the mind? Ishvara. Is it not? Ishvara controls the mind. Taking shelter of Ishvara is the only way to control this mind. Ishvara sarvabhudanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtadi brahmayan sarvabhudani yantrarudhani mayaya. If you do that, then it is not your responsibility. It is Ishvara who is doing this. Leave it to Ishvara to control the mind. Not, you don't try to do things on your own, right? To accept that some higher power is doing everything in this creation. He does it in different ways. Yeah, he does it through all living entities present as Antaryami. He is doing it. He is doing it actually. But we are not able to accept that Krishna is doing this. Krishna is Ishvara present in everyone. He is making every jiva to do what he is doing. That's because Antaryami is controlling everything. So till we recognize this and take his shelter, our problem will continue. We will go and do all kinds of... If Ishvara is not controlling, Maya will make us to do what she wants to do. And we will act on the dictation from Maya. These are very important knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is controlling everything. And we are unable to see it and recognize that. And the result, you can see what's happening all over the world. Is not, what understanding do they have? That they are also being pushed from inside to make their decisions, whatever decisions they are making. That is how powerful that Maya is here. So, we have misunderstanding on all these things, right? Sometimes we say, the illusion, how it is created. We are saying in this century, 20th century, we have developed a lot, is it not? 19th century, science has come, science developed knowledge for us, right? And are you saying that only in the 19th and 20th century we have knowledge? Before that there was no knowledge? Is that what we are saying now? This is the way we are educated, made to think we didn't know anything before. Only in the 19th and 20th century we became knowledgeable, highly knowledgeable, that too. This is the way we are groomed to think in this way, through that, right? But to strictly speaking, that material nature, Prakriti, decided that it will reveal something to us at different times throughout life, at different times. This has happened, right? So when material nature wants to reveal some technique or... These are called siddhis, science and its... success, whatever it is, right? So sometimes material nature, Prakriti, that is Maya again, Maya will reveal some things to you, some secrets of this technological secrets, right? The idea behind that is, when it reveals these things to us, we feel our ahankaram will increase. When our ahankaram increases, we think we are in control. And we would like to make our life happy here. It puts us into that mood to looking for happiness, right? And it will give us sometimes some facilities, some comforts, everything. And you feel like you are in a comfortable stage in this world. It will make you feel life is comfortable in this world. Science, all these discoveries and all other things, right? And then after some time, it will put us together in a difficult situation, make us fight and destroy everything. This is the nature of this Maya. Maya's nature is like that. You can see when you feel a little comfortable in life, everything is going well, suddenly things change. It's not. You can see now what happened. Many years economic development was going on so well and sense gratification was also going well. Suddenly COVID came. And then everything changed. And then more problems came after that. Now wars have come. So in this way, samharam will come. It will not allow you to do anything on your own. But this is the way Maya works. It will give you some happiness in some form through science or some material comforts or things like that. And then it will change the whole thing again. Right? So to understand this, you don't require much high intelligence. If you observe world, you can see that to create, you are not in control. That's the main principle, right? You can see how our development increases day by day. More and more technology, more and more development. Now what has happened, we can't even get fresh air to breathe. And even drinking water has become scarcity. And no place to live. And you kept on believing science will solve all the problems, science will all solve the problem. What does science solve? This is now, to drink water, you have to buy enough water. This is a new thing, isn't it? In the last 10, 15 years, this has become buying water. Material nature, can you imagine in your school days, any time buying water? There was no water bottles, you drank the water from the wells as children, right? Nobody purchased water. Now we advanced so much that we can only buy water and drink. That stage has come, right? So so this is all, this is what Krishna is calling as Brahmam. Brahmam means this. You see, Brahmayan Sarvabhudani. Brahma means to put faith in the wrong things and start thinking everything is getting better. Nothing will get better because when we don't understand this principle, what Krishna is saying, Ishvara Sarva Bhudanam. Ishvara is present in everyone's heart. Hriddeshe, Arjuna, Tishtadi. And he is doing this Brahmayan Sarva Bhudani, Yantra Rodhani Maya. Maya, the mind, and this machine is working on that principle called body. The machine called body is working on that principle, he is saying here. So, all this has happened due to Brahmam, right? This Brahmam is like this. It is inside us and it works in the form of chitavritti, thought waves in us. Different thoughts, different desires, different karma. All that things is brought in front of us and put in front of us, right? And put us through all these things. Chitavrittis and similarly desires. And the different types of karma, what we do. All these are the after effect of this Brahma. Chittavritti and similarly desires and then the karma that comes from that. These are all the after effect of this Brahma. What Krishna calls as Brahmayan Sarvabhudani. That's what it means, right? But because Ishvara is not a karta or a bhokta. Ishvara is not karta or bhokta. Ishvara only does all these things, right? In his hands, we are all just like toys. All the jivas, this body and our subtle body, all these are just toys in his hand, right? And when you know that, we are just toys in Krishna's hands, Ishvara's hands, then you will be peaceful in life. You won't feel affected by it. So, it is a wheel, he say. Yeah, Brahmayan means it has to be a wheel. You're rotating in that. You see, when you go into exhibitions and all that, they used to have this giant wheel, right? You buy the ticket and you sit in that. And when you sit in that and they put the belt on, it's like this London Eye. And you sit there, yeah. And then put the belt on, you with the bold courage, with all your courage, you sit there. When it goes up, suddenly you get a shake then. And then you come down. And then you feel that one is enough, don't want any more, you want to come out. He says, no, you have paid more for three times you have to go. So then you can see how we feel at that time. You feel the fear that it creates. You paid for that, right? To create this fear inside. And by chance, somebody told you only yesterday some accident happened, somebody died. If you say, hear that, then you become completely lost. Then you don't know what to do about it, isn't it? So, everything is like that. In the same way, Krishna is saying here, this Brahmayan, this Brahmam is like that. Brahmayan, Sarvabhudani. All of us are in this wheel of karma. And our thought waves, our desires, thought waves, chittavrittis, and the karmam. And in this wheel, we are stuck. And this is happening to us all the time, right? So, so this at that, years ago, there was this giant wheel. Now they have developed it further and made this roller coaster, you know, which goes like this and that, and then comes up and down and all that. And every time, oh, you see the people who are sitting on that, see, look at their faces. The fear inside. It's at all in the end of it, right? So that is what Brahmayan Sarvabhudani means. We are also in a roller coaster, this life. Yeah. And this is continuously going on in us also. In us also. There is no shanti anywhere. Every day anxiety, fear, thoughts about it. Yeah. So and after this roller coaster trip, these are the people who come and sit in the satsangam after that. Why? Because they have gone through the life of roller coaster. After they have experienced a life like that, when you are young, if you tell them, they won't come. Because they want to experience the roller coaster. But after they have gone through it, suffered heavily, and then they will take Bhagavad Gita in their hand and start reading. And only then they won't, otherwise they won't have any interest. So this maya and this thing called roller coaster, what Krishna has arranged is what he is talking about it here. It's a very powerful verse that is. Ishvara Sarvabhudanam, because this is the whole Antaryami principle. Bhagavad Gita is based on Antaryami principle. Bhagavad Gita is not based on Golokam, Vaikuntham or the temple or holy place or anything. Bhagavad Gita is based on Antaryami. That's the first thing to understand. Krishna is pointing to us, I am so close to you, right in your heart, controlling you all the time. Hrideshe Arjuna Tishtari. And still, we go looking for him elsewhere. So, Antaryami Upasana is Upanishads also. Bhagavad Gita also. And it has not spoken anywhere about Vaikuntham, Golokam, Kailasam, nothing in the Bhagavad Gita. They are all coming from the Puranam concept. But the important thing to realize is how important it is to understand this Antaryami Tattvam inside. And centered, and when you realize it finally also, first is Antaryami realization. Then comes everything. You see, the forms that you see outside, say if you see Krishna outside, you will see him and then the form will disappear after that. The realization in Vaikuntham and Kailasam and Golokam and all is after death. This one here, is meant to be here now. If you realize it, Krishna says, you won't lose it. You will never lose it, because Krishna's presence inside as Antaryami, to realize that, is the proper realization of the self. All the other things are not considered that way, because they are all coming and going. Who has seen Vaikuntham? Who has seen Kailasam? Who has seen Golokam? Puranam's description is there. We are not saying it's not there. But you haven't experienced that. You are accepting, it's a belief-based system it is, right? Antaryami Krishna is saying, I'm giving you the proof of my presence in you, how I control this world, all living entities in this world. So therefore, Antaryami realization is perfect realization of Krishna compared to seeing him at the temple, or even if you personally see him, that form will go. After that, it won't stay, right? So that is what he is saying, that so Krishna's point is, if you don't listen to him, then such people, he will send them through this roller coaster called life. You'll be put through the roller coaster. Our life is a roller coaster. Up and down all the time. Every time you get a kick, you get a shock, right? And after you have gone through that, then comes Tomeva Sharanam Gacha. You see? That is why 62nd verse is connected to the 61st. 61st is the roller coaster and 62nd is the surrender. You have no choice there. Krishna has put you through so much suffering in life. Tomeva Sharanam Gacha. Sarva Bhavena Bharata. He says Sarva Bhavena, by completely surrender to him. That is the right thing to do, he's saying. Right? And Sarva Bhavena means Krishna has given us different experiences in life, different types of experiences, right? In order to wake us up. In order to wake us up, right? When a lot of distress comes and problems comes and suffering comes, that is when you start thinking, I need some shanti, peace in life. Everybody feels that. If you get a lot of problems in life, a lot of suffering in life, one day you start feeling, when can I have some shanti, some peace inside, right? So, that is what he is saying. Krishna said that before. And four problems, Krishna said, you can't solve them. That cannot be solved. Birth, death, old age and disease, right? They cannot be solved. And that is enough for you to suffer in this life. So, Vishranti Dayini. So, in this way, several lifetimes, birth, death and suffering. And then you will say, I need some rest. I need some rest, right? It is at that time you are asking for that, shanti. And it is only at that time, Krishna's presence in front of us as a spiritual master will help. That's when it helps, right? Or that Ishvara comes as Guru Tattvam. Ishvara comes in the form of Shastra. And Ishvara comes in the form of knowledge. At that moment. That is when it will work. When you have gone through this roller coaster and you have suffered enough in life, and when you feel that you need some shanti in life, freedom from this trouble, you had enough of it, at that time, if Krishna sends someone as a guru to help, Guru Tattvam, right? Ishvara is guru actually. Antaryami is guru, isn't it? Ishvara guru ratmaiva purushasya visheshada pratyaksha bhagavadam pratyaksha anumanabhyam shreyasam anuvindade ekadashaskandam. Ishvara guru ratmaiva purushasya visheshada. Ishvara, guru, atma, they are all one. Antaryami, atma, Ishvara, Guru, they are all one. In different names we call them. ईश्वरो गुरु आत्मैव पुरुषस्य विशेषद प्रत्यक्षणम अनुमानाभ्यम श्रेयसामनविन्ददे. In a form outside you are seeing this Ishvara as Guru. In another form you are seeing him as Shastram. So all this becomes beneficial. Guru becomes useful. Shastram becomes useful only at this stage. Otherwise not. Otherwise it will becomes like an institutional type of thing. You get someone, you get him initiated, and nothing has changed. No effect on the person. He will just continue with his life as he was doing before. He will say, I'm initiated, I got a new name, and I got a new guru, and all this. It is not effective all as far as the spiritual life is concerned. Because at that stage, if you listen, when you have gone through this, difficulties in life and suffered heavily and understood the life in a way Krishna has spoken here. Yeah? Then this surrender happens. Tameva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharata. At that time, the benefit also you will find from that. Yeah. And then you will listen to what Krishna is saying. You listen to Krishna is saying. You see, it is like this, that so many things because of our ahankaram, ego, abhimanam inside, we think we can solve the problems. But most of the problems we can't solve. Temporarily you can make some adjustments here and there. Actual solution has to come from Antaryami. Antaryami is a proper solution for the problems. Yeah. So, like when you get sick, for example, you can use some medicines, whatever that is available, right? But you can't depend on them. That is the way it is. The relationship should be like that, yeah? You can't take shelter of the medicine. You can use the medicine. You can use them, but you can't take shelter of them. Shelter, ashrayam, only in Krishna, not in the medicine. This principle should be clear. Ashrayam to Krishna. Usefulness, you can utilize them, the medicines, when you get sick. You can utilize them. But whether it should get cured or not, that decision is based by Antaryami inside. This is the fundamental principle. Ashrayam always in Krishna, not on the medicines. You can use them, treat your body, whatever that's available. It may work, it may not work. That is why I'm saying you can't take shelter of the medicine. Shelter has to be in Krishna. Ashrayam. Bhagavatam also says, Ashrayam. Nirodho Mukti Ashraya. Ashrayam is only Krishna. Right? So, so life is like that. That there are so many things on which you have no control. We have no control over that. So Krishna is saying that Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sarva Bhavena Bharata. Tam evam ishwaram sharanam ashrayam samsararti haranartham gacha ashraya sarvabhavena sarvalma he bharada talprasada tadaha talprasadal ishwara anugrahad param prakrishtam shandim param uparadim sthanam cha mama vishnoho paramam padam avapsyasi shashvatam nityam. So that is the principle. That ashrayam has to be there. Ashrayam. And so Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, if you want to become free from suffering, take the shelter of Ishvara. And with that, you will attain that shanti or prapsyasi sthanam, prapsyasi shashvatam. So sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. So Krishna is saying that, yeah. So then he mentions there that the Ishvara wants it, he will change our life also if he feels that necessity to do that. Yeah. You can see sometimes some people they become study a lot of this science and communism and all that, and then they become communists. They reject Shastram. Yeah, they reject Shastram. And they take to the science so strongly that everything they can only accept if it is through science. That kind of mindset they develop. So we had one teacher like that, who was a full 100% communist. He never believed in the... And if you told him anything, he will say that, is this thing called Ishvara, is he an atom or a molecule? He will ask questions like that, just to ridicule that this concept of Ishvara, he could not accept that. Yeah. So, over years this happened and he lived like that. But then, after he went through the roller coaster, everything changed in his life. And then when I saw him in a shopping mall one day, he is there with all the vibhuti on his face and all the other communist philosophy and all, he has given up. After, because he realized it, that all doesn't work. It's all stupidity, right? So, so this kind of things happens in life, people's life, many people's life, this has happened. Initially they will start in the youth, because of all that strength inside, energy, they feel they will question everything. And but after, when they went through the roller coaster of life, then they realize it, that this is the end result is that they become better devotees then. Because of the suffering they've gone through, they develop more faith in the Shastram, more than anything else, right? Once they have gone through this roller coaster, right? And then this Yuktivadam, communism and all, they throw it away after that. They didn't want to talk about it, right? So, that is how Krishna decided like that, yeah? If you don't listen what he is saying, he'll put you through the roller coaster. And then he will teach you at the end. You'll come to them like that. So, then your ahankaram, abhimanam, or will go, right? And that is what he is saying here. Tameva sharanam gacha. Tameva sharanam gacha. And our ahankaram, abhimanam will go, and then sharanagati will come from that. Yeah? Best thing is that if you don't know how to drive the train, better to hand over the train to the person who is driving the train, actual driver, yeah? So, that handing over the driving to Antaryami is this Tameva Sharanam Gacha. Instead of we driving the train, hand over the driving to the driver, actually, inside. So, because at every step in life, we don't know what is the right thing to do. Often we are bewildered, baffled by that, right? So, Sharanagati is the best thing, Krishna says to him. And Krishna will show which way to go then. Through the literature, Bhagavad Gita, through spiritual master, in fact, in several ways, directions will come. Provided we have to accept this theory that Krishna is present in everybody. Ishvara Sarvabhudanam. If you recognize that principle, then you will automatically become humble within yourself, right? And that is how all the Shastram has come in that way. this principle is accepted in Ayurveda a lot. This principle. That is why when a patient comes in the older times, not like now. Now Ayurveda has become like allopathy. They open colleges and training them and research they are doing. The traditional method of teaching Ayurveda was not like that. The Ayurvedic physicians, he has got sadhana, a lot of upasana himself, right? And when a patient comes, whatever herb or medicines he had in his hand, he will give it to them and it will work for him. It will work for him, right? So, what that means is, this is an important principle. At a particular time, in what state of mind you are making decisions. If you make the decisions in that Sharanagati state, the decision is made by the Antaryami. See, when a doctor, when he gets a patient, if he is in a fully surrendered state to Antaryami inside, that Tameva Sharanam Gacha, then what the decisions coming from him at that moment is coming from Antaryami, and therefore it will work. And that is why it is called now. Now. This now is a very powerful thing. This is in the Upanishads also. That now means what? Now means at the moment when you are in a surrendered state, if you are making the decision, that means you have completely accepted Antaryami's control and you are totally surrendered to him. That means the mind is not working at that moment. Decision is coming from Antaryami at that moment. You may have heard about this person. He's called Eckhart Tolle. He is one who studies Vedanta and he lectures in English all over the Western world. He travels. He's American, I think. Eckhart Tolle, right? German or American, something like that. Yeah. He has written a book, Power of Now. The Power of Now. That's the book is called Power of Now. How important this now is. Now means at the moment when you are in a surrendered state to Antaryami. We will surrender to Krishna, except when you go through a lot of suffering and you surrender to Krishna. But then, when the suffering goes away, Ahankaram comes back again. When Ahankaram makes the decisions, it all goes wrong. It may work, may not work. But when, and the power of now, what he is saying also, is this, that when you are in the surrendered state, all the secret of life is there, right? So, when we have doubts, surrender to Krishna. Let Krishna show the way. That's the way life should be. That's the point Krishna is making in this verse also. Yeah. Iha?
Iha eva, after, in the third chapter, Krishna mentioned Iha eva, it has to happen here.
Yeah, that is to self-realization, it has to happen here, yeah. But even normal life, with our normal life also, when we make decisions, if it is done at this time, it may come out okay. Because Antaryami will make the right decision. What I was saying was, the Ayurvedam, the doctors, Ayurvedic physicians in the olden days, they will keep their surrender strongly inside, so the treatment will work. The medicines that they prescribe, even how they diagnose the disease, and what the remedy should be, that will all come through very properly. Otherwise, it could all go wrong. They knew this science at all about it, yeah? So that's what he's talking about. Yeah. Even all great personalities, spiritual personalities, they also followed this consultation with Antaryami. Because they're closely feeling the Antaryami's influence on everything, right? So this Sharanagati principle, whom do you surrender to? Antaryami. Who is Narayana? Krishna himself as Antaryami, right? And it is on that principle, those two verses are spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Which one? Pidahamasya jagato, madhadhada pidamaha, vedyam pavitram omkaram, vriksama yajurevaja, gadir bharta prabhu sakshi. It Nivasa Sharanam Sukhrat Prabhava Pralaya Sthanam Nidhanam. Again he talks about that sthanam. You see there? Prabhava Pralaya, that sthanam Antaryami. That's the sthanam he is referring to. So it is on this principle those are spoken. Yeah? That Antaryami inside, he is the one who is making sthanam. Krishna calls it as sthanam. So identifying this sthanam location is important, because that is where all the decisions are made. Krishna is saying, you surrender to that sthanam. Sthanam prapsisi shashvatam, he is saying here. And there also he says sthanam. What is that sthanam? Andaryami. Andaryami here, right? So, he said that prabhava pralaya sthanam, he said. In other words, what does this prabhava pralaya sthanam means? Prabhava pralaya sthanam means, all your life begins from there, and all your life ends there. The location where it begins and where it ends, right? Krishna's point is, if you study those two verses, Pidahamasya Jagado, when Krishna says like that, you should see how does that happen. He is saying, I am the father, I am the mother, Dātri. Pidahamasya Jagado, Mada Dada, Pidamaha, grandfather. I am the Vedam, Pavitram, Omkaram, Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam, Atharvavedam. I am the destination, Gadi. I am the Bhartava, Prabhu, Master, Sakshi, Witness. Krishna says everything is me. Why did he say like that? It's because of this, that without his sanction nothing can happen, first thing. And if you have understood this principle, yeah, that two verses are in the 9th chapter, 17th and 18th verses, I think. Yeah, Gadur Bharta Prabhu Sarsh Pidaham Sajagav. When you read that, you start thinking, he's saying he's our father, mother, how? The way it works in us is this Andaryami principle is spoken in that way, in those two verses. So, Bhagavad Gita is centered around Andaryami. Never forget that. It's not centered around Krishna in Golokam, Krishna in Vaikuntham, Krishna in Kailasam, Krishna in the temple. Krishna is in Andaryami. It is around that Bhagavad Gita's philosophy is. You can see from all the verses how it is spoken, yeah? So, sthanam prapsasi sashvatam, Krishna says, right? And he said that in that verse he said, Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam. Last line. Gadur Bhartha Prabhu Sakshi Nivasa Sharanam Sukhar Prabhava Pralayasthanam Prabhavasthanam Pralayasthanam Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam. In other words, creation also comes from there. How is that? Right? We have vasanas, jiva. Jiva is only life when Andaryami is there. If Andaryami is not there, jiva has no life, isn't it? Jiva is not Chaitanyam unless Andaryami is reflecting in the Chaitanyam, in the jiva, ahankaram, right? So, the seed of this creation itself, is coming from Andaryami. And that seed is inside us in the form of Andaryami. And one who surrenders to Andaryami, this seed comes in front of him in active form. In other words, Ishvara's relationship with us is that one who understood this, Prabhava Pralayasthanam Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam, means our life in this world is controlled from there, from this location, Andaryami position, right? And it is Andaryami who is keeping this life going in this world at all stages, from beginning to end. One who has this realization from beginning, then Andaryami knows this relationship with the jiva, and one who has done the Sharanagari, in Patanjali will say the same thing, Ishara Pranidhanam. If you look at Patanjali's Yoga Sutram, you will see the same thing he is saying here. Patanjali is saying this, Vedavyasa Maharshi is also saying the same thing. Ishara Pranidhanam. Ishara Pranidhanam va Patanjali's Yoga Sutram. Right? There he says that surrendered state is Samadhi. Samadhi Sthiti. Samadhi Sthiti, yeah. Sometimes, you know what problem is? We have got used to this yoga classes, meditation classes and all that. So we are thinking that yoga, meditation and all, if we do it, it will come one day to us. This is how we are thinking about it, is it not? Vedantam don't agree with that. Vedantam is saying, it is already there in you, inside this. Andaryami. There is nothing for you to come from outside. There is nothing to come from outside. What is required is actually the avidya inside. If you get rid of, the knowledge already will be there inside. You don't have to learn from anything from anywhere. Shastram is only helping to get rid of the avidya from inside. That is the duty of Shastram. To get rid of that avidya, what is inside us. Knowledge is already in there, in Antaryami, present there. Yeah? So, that Ishara Pranidhanam, Patanjali says, is Samadhi Sthiti. Right? How does the Samadhi comes? When you do Sharanagari. When you do the Sharanagari. So, yeah. You will see this in the... in order to make us understand the importance of Antaryami. Yeah? Upanishads talks about it more than anybody else. Because generally people like to see the deity in the temple or to live on the concept that Krishna is in Vaikuntham or Golokam and live on that, right? So if you, in Mundaka Upanishad, they talk about this Antaryami in a big way. What all Antaryami is capable of doing, to understand that. What Antaryami is capable of doing. First thing it says, yes, Sarvajnaha. The main thing with Antaryami is he knows everything. There's nothing what he does not know. He knows everything. Yes, Sarvajnaha. Then, he has, living within you. He is living within you. Yes, Sarvavid. Sarvavid means he knows everything what is going on. It's so difficult to understand Antaryamis. Yes, Sarvajnaha, yes, Sarvavid. First thing, he knows everything. He has full knowledge. And then he knows everything what is going on. Everything is happening in him. He is the foundation. Right? Then he says, that Sarva Vidya Esha Mahima Bhuvi. And Sarva Vidya Esha Mahima Bhuvi Divye Brahmapure Esha Vyomyagatma Vyomyatma Sampratishtida Manomayam Prana Sharira Neda Pavishtado Anne Hridayam Sannidhaya Tadvijnanena Paribashyanti Dhira Anandarupam Amrutam Yadvibhadi. It is one of the sixth words in the Mundaka Upanishad. Talks about Antaryami like this. Yeah? It says that one who is present behind everything, this whole creation, he is behind everything. And that light, and one who knows everything what is going on in the creation. Just like heat for the light, similarly, knowledge is the light of Antaryami. Knowledge is the light of Antaryami. Like knowledge, heat and the light cannot be separated. When there is heat, light, there is heat. In the same way, when Antaryami is there is knowledge there. Knowledge and Antaryami is connected like that. Right? And he says, Brahmapuram. What is Brahmapuram? He is saying here, Divye Brahmapure Esha Vyomyatma Vyomabhyatma Sampradishtira. In other words, Brahmapuram means Hridayam, the heart, right? This Hridayam. And that is where he is. Antaryami, referring to. And he has covered himself with a blanket. What's that blanket? Mind. Mind. He is using the blanket, he has covered himself. Manomayaha. Manomayaha. And then he says, that is why we are not able to see him, because he has covered himself with the blanket, because of this mind. We are not able to recognize his presence inside, because we have got this thing called mind. Yeah. We are all, you see the body, we think that the subtle body is inside the gross body, is it not? But in Shastram, gross body is in the subtle body. Do you get the point, right? That the gross body has come from the subtle body. But for us now, we perceive gross body is the main thing. Inside there is a subtle body, we think like that. But it is not like that. Gross body has come from the subtle body. Subtle body is a subtle form of the gross body. Because we are in the subtle body, gross body has come from the subtle body. Our actual body, subtle body basically means the mind. Mainly it is the mind. But we break it up into four because of its functions. Mind, intelligence, ego and chitta, like that, right? But actually, strictly speaking, it is called manomaya, mind. And because mind is there, and Antaryami is Chaitanyam, it is not possible to make contact with him. And this mind is present throughout the body in the form of prana. They are all connected to each other. Prana is nothing but mind only in another form, right? It's just like the current that is glowing through a fan or light or something like that, right? And everything is monitored through this prana. Everything is monitored through prana, right? So this lump of flesh called gross body, he stays inside in the hrit, Antaryami. And that's what he's saying. Hridayam sannidhaya. Pradishtado anne hridayam sannidhaya. Tadvijnanene paribashyanti dhira ananda rupam amudam yad vibhadi. In other words, when we have no knowledge of this Antaryami inside, we are not able to experience him. When we have no knowledge of him, we have no experience of him. But he is saying, actual anandam is his identity. Satta chitta anandam, isn't it? That anandam is only present there, nowhere else. But unfortunately, we can't have the anandam because of this thing called mind. What causes this, right? Then he is saying, when you surrender to him, tameva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharada tal prasadal param shandim. When you receive his mercy, Antaryami's mercy, tal prasadal param shandim. Shandi comes, right? And that shandi is not that comes and goes. Shashwara. Permanent shandi. Yeah? Permanent shandi. So, through adhyalpa sadhana, bhakti sadhana, what is the ultimate benefit? Is this shandi. Ultimate goal is this shandi. What's not what we need in life? Shandi. Undisturbed state. And Krishna is saying this, that the tal prasadal param shandim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. So you will see this in the Bhagavatam also mentioned. In the 11th canto, you will see, second chapter. Kavi says this about Bhagavata Dharma. about the same Shanti. What does he say? 43rd verse. Iti achyudangrim bhajato anuvrtya bhaktir viraktir bhagavat prabhoda bhavandi vai bhagavadasya rajam tadaparam shanti mupedi saksha. Shanti is the goal. Shanti, that is the nature. That means avidya has gone. And this Shanti, what he is saying here, what Kavi says here, and what Krishna says here, is the same. That Shanti. And that is the state where you say that you have realized the truth in that Shanti state. That is the proof of that. Tadaparam Shanti Mupayati Sakshal, right? Just like rivers goes into the sea and merges in the sea, similarly, all our spiritual experiences ultimately goes and dissolves there. And that is what, that sthanam is the Shanti. That location where everything, all our spiritual understanding, spiritual realizations, experiences, everything goes and dissolves, that location is sthanam or Shanti. That Shanti, what he is talking about here, happens when Sharanagati comes. Only when there is Sharanagati, it happens. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. And that Shanti is compared to an ocean in the Upanishads. Compared to an ocean. Right? That means very deep, Shanti. And when will you get that? When the Sharanagati happens. When you get introduced to the Antaryami and you get used to him. When you get, make the connection with the Antaryami, right? And step by step in life, all the experiences, what we get in life, yeah? And at every time when experiences comes and when you are surrendering to him after the suffering in this world, right? And that experiences, the end result is this Shanti. So that surrendering, what Krishna calls it as? Tameva sharanam gacha sharanagati. That's called bhakti. That is bhakti. Bhakti and Sharanagati is not different. They are one and the same. Bhakti is not a subject like physics or chemistry. You can study, run a course, get a certificate and all that. It doesn't mean anything in bhakti. So that's the most important thing. So, Sharanagati is bhakti, first thing. And in order to do Sharanagati, first of all we have to know him, is it not? To whom we are doing Sharanagati, you have to know that person whom you are surrendering to, right? And that is why great devotees say this, that when you do are in the Sharanagati process, and if you have understood the importance of this, then when difficulties comes in life, you should talk to Krishna. He will listen. He may not be there in front of you in a form, but if you talk to him, he will hear it. You're sitting at home alone, and you can still talk to Krishna. That is the devotee's approach, right? For every experience, when it comes, anxiety comes, fear comes, concern in life with various things, health, and so many other problems, right? Sometimes we say you shouldn't talk to Krishna about your problems, is it not? Because then you are asking for, that's not pure bhakti, they say. So this bhakti is also misunderstood many times. But for Sharanagati, you have to talk to Krishna. Otherwise, how can you have Sharanagati? You are not a stone, you are a living being. Krishna is also Chaitanyam, we are also Chaitanyam. So, when you get very sick, vyadhi, or other distresses comes in life, And if you are not told anybody else, it doesn't matter. But you should speak to Krishna. Speak to Krishna, right? And if you have that understanding that surrendering to Krishna is more important, then you can go to doctor. And whatever he sells will come out okay. Whereas, without knowing anything, if you go and start thinking that doctor will sort out everything or medicine will cure everything, it may or may not happen, right? So asking Krishna's help, you don't have to tell anybody, you have to speak to Krishna within yourself, and you can explain your situation to him, how much suffering you are going through, and Krishna will listen. And that is the way Sharanagati begins. Sharanagati begins like that, right? So without that understanding, various other plans comes in the mind to do different things, right? But this taking shelter is the most important part of it. That's what Krishna is saying there, right? So if you approach a doctor in that situation, right? If doctor gives you a prescription, it will work, that prescription, right? And even you may think that if you have developed a sufficient Sharanagati inside, even when you see the doctor, you will think that Krishna has come in that form. In Vishnu Sahasranam, Bhishma says this, Vedyo Vaidyas Sada Yogi Viraha Vathavo Madhu. You will see one verse. Yeah. So he is saying here, Vedya Vaidya Sada Yogi Viraha Matavo Madhu. He is the physician, and you will know the real physician is not the doctor. The Andaryami inside the doctor, he is the real physician, right? Beshajam Bishaka. All this is in the Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama. Beshajam Bishaka. Right? So this vidya, Andaryami vidya, it is called. Then Krishna is inside as Andaryami. He is controlling our life all the time in every moment. And I should be always surrendered to him. And whatever experiences I am going through, if it is bringing distress, I should be more surrendered to him and take his shelter. That is the medicine for all the problems. This realization, if it gets deeper and deeper inside, then with that understanding, if you conduct your life, then naturally, even if when you get sick with illnesses, you will still feel that Krishna is protecting. It is Krishna's decision then, not your decision anymore. Which doctor you have gone to, which medicine you have taken, all this goes away then. It's not important anymore. Vedyo Vaidya Sada Yogi Viraha Madhavo Madhu. You will see. Bhishma is saying this to Yudhishthira. Bhishma is saying he is the doctor. He is the medicine. He is the diagnosis also. Beshajam Bishaka. He is the doctor, he is the medicine, and he is Vaidya. Vedyo Vaidya Sada Yogi Viraha Madhavo Madhu. So, at that time, the medicine what you take is like prasadam, it is. Yeah. Now, even if your disease didn't get cured, suppose you have spoken to Krishna about your suffering. We are all now getting old. This will be your main problem now. All other problems are finished now. It's only the body becomes the biggest problem now. So that's why this surrender is more important than any other time. And so therefore, main physician is him. Main physician, right? We should never think that, oh, I should not tell my problems to him. No, you have to tell him, right? And because if you have thought about as a suffering, then it is already, you have desired that it wants to be cured, right? So, only thing is that Once you have a desire has come inside that you want to become free from that disease, that means you have already spoken indirectly to him. Yeah. Only thing is, you are thinking at that time like a Gnostic, that you are not recognizing him, but you have already told him you are suffering. Sometimes we have questions about all this. The doctor was made the right decision, or it's a medical science, what the allopathy says, or Ayurvedam says, things like that, right? How to say these things? To whom do we say? How to say this? And all that time, we are thinking that the disease is getting cured by the medicine or by the doctor. These are all ignorance in us, right? Doctor is curing the disease, medicine is curing the disease, his diagnosis is correct, that's how we are accepting it, yeah? But actually Krishna is teaching us this, that Antaryami is making all the decisions. In the doctor is Antaryami in the doctor, Antaryami inside us, and all the decisions are made by the Antaryami together. Antaryami is one. So that is why this Tameva Sharanam Gacha, its importance, right? Waking up Antaryami and approaching him for shelter is more important. Just like you can see, a little child, he doesn't know anything, isn't it? When he gets pain, suffering, what does he do? Goes to the mother straight away. And mother has to do everything. That's the relationship between us and Antaryami. When we are in trouble, that's where we should be going, instead of thinking that we have solutions elsewhere. Just like, exactly like the mother, child and the mother. Child doesn't know anything. As soon as it feels pain or any suffering, it will run up to the mother. And mother takes care of everything. Mother knows what to do, and mother does handles it. In the same way, if we have this Tameva Sharanam Gacha, what Krishna is talking about, that's what it means, Sarvabhavena, in all circumstances. Yeah? Sarvabhavena means like that. You could get sick, you could have other problems, mental, physical problems, mental problems, even spiritual problems. There is a solution is there only. So, there was a famous, I mentioned this before also, Ramalinga Swamiji, he said that. He said, if mother beats me, I can go to the father. If father beats me, I can go to the mother. But for me, father and mother is both you. So where do I go? He said. That is Sharanagati. I can't go anywhere else. Because you are the only one for me, my father, mother. Because you have said that in the Bhagavad Gita. Pidahamasya jagato matha dhada pidamaha. You are my father, mother, everything. So where do I go? Whereas normally if mother beats, I can go to the father for consolation. Or father gives me some pain, I can go to the mother. But both father and mother, it's you. Now if you beat me, what am I supposed to do? He said. Yeah. So, father, mother is all this Antaryami. And as Krishna said, Bandhu also, Pida, Mata, Dada, Vedyam, Pavitram, Gadir, Bharta, Prabhu, Sakshi, Nivasa, Charanam, Sukhrat. And he said, Prabhavam, Pralayasthanam. Creation and destruction also comes from there. That location, Antaryami. So Antaryami's importance is these two verses, which are spoken in that earlier, in that ninth chapter also, 17th and 18th verses. So it's all about Antaryami, right? So, he says that you took me out from this material existence by giving me the knowledge and released me from this. So that power, Antaryami, that Shakti, right? And there is a language to communicate with this Antaryami. And that language, we have to find out ourselves. That language to communicate with the Antaryami. So, in the language of communication with the soul. Antaryami is the soul. The language of that communication is mentioned in the Lalita Sahasranama. You will see. Bhasha Rubini means that it's a spiritual language. Language which you can communicate with the soul. That we have to know that. That language. Yeah. And that is this what is called dhyanam, meditation. Meditation, right? And sarva bhavena, then you will know the meaning of that word. Sarva bhavena bharata. Krishna is saying there, sarva bhavena, right? That means, sarva bhavena means, every step is surrender. Continuously surrendering to Krishna. Every step, right? And every step is a contact with the divine, with the Antaryami. And if it comes like that, either your desire will be fulfilled, whatever you want, the cure, disease, or whatever it is, right? If not, Krishna will give you the guidance from inside, how to give up that desire from inside. Because desire is a problem. Suppose I get very sick, and I want to become free from the disease. And there is a situation that my prarabdham, I have to go through this. I can be relieved from the distress if that desire goes away from me. Or in other words, Krishna gives me the strength to get through that suffering. That way also you can escape. That will depend on the prarabdham. If I have the prarabdham to suffer, I have to suffer. If it is meant to be cured, it will get cured. Krishna will cure the disease, right? So, if this situation will happen, if you have started developing this contact with Antaryami, that's a benefit. This Antaryami relationship builds up. One way Antaryami will fulfill your desire. One possibility is that he may fulfill the desire. Another possibility is that he will give you the way to find the way to become free from that desire inside. Then also you are saved. You see, where do we suffer? In the mind, is it not? Desire comes in the mind. And I feel strongly that I have to become free from this disease. But the situation teaches me that at this age in life, to expect the disease to cure is impossible because the body is on its way out. So to expect the body to become a miracle, that if I had to get cured from a particular disease, is too much to expect. It's against the nature's law. Nature's law, nobody can fiddle with it. Nobody can do anything about it. Maya has her rules. Whoever comes here, they have to accept it. Whether Rama comes, Krishna comes, they also have to follow that. That's the way it is. Prakriti is his power. And he has set it up like that. Anyone who comes here, Ramachandra has to suffer. Krishna also had to go through sometimes situations like that. Yeah. So the right thing for a jiva can do, tal prasadal param shandim, sanam prapsasi shashwatam. Right? So how to get that prasadam? Antaryami is prasadam. How do we know that? His prasadam is there. Right? So, for example, you have done the chanting, japam. You have done the meditation, dhyanam, and bhakti, prayers, right? How will you know that Antaryami is responding to it, right? Krishna is saying, the proof of that is param shandi. Shandi will come to you. If you are getting shandi, that is a proof that Antaryami has acknowledged that, your prayers and your requests or your conversation with him. His response is through shandi in you. That means you are suffering heavily and you have been talking to Antaryami in various ways through japam, dhyanam, puja, bhakti, whatever you are doing that here. And ultimately, if Antaryami is responding, the proof of that is, you experience Shanti inside. If you get Shanti inside, it means that Antaryami has acknowledged your prayers. That is the proof of that, right? So, the sadhana, what you have done, that has reached Krishna, the proof of that is the Shanti. You know, like when you send WhatsApp messages, you get a blue tick, isn't it, in return. What does that mean? The person has got the message, he has read that, in the same way. In the same way. That Shanti is that blue tick. Blue tick is the Shanti. For a long time I didn't know this, that this blue tick is that. Sometimes a black tick comes, sometimes a blue tick used to come. I didn't bother about it. But then somebody told me that the blue tick means that he has received the message, he has read the message. Right? There's so many things, isn't it, to know in WhatsApp itself. Whole life you can spend studying WhatsApp. There is so much data input into that. Anyway, a lot of people are getting a lot of work on this, jobs. Google and all survive on these things, isn't it? So keep people busy anyway. So if Shanti comes, it means that the blue tick, WhatsApp, is received, right? So then after that, whatever has to happen will happen, right? And if you have heartfelt, you have spoken to him, that Sharanagati has done, right? And then he will decide what kind of solution. He will decide whether he should, suppose it is disease, I am just giving an example. If it is an illness, he will decide whether it should be cured or not, depending on the prarabdham. That will be his decision. But if prarabdham dictates that you are meant to suffer, you will have to suffer. But then what he will do, he will not make you suffer, because suffering is in the mind. In such a way that, so therefore the solution may not be the way you wanted it. That solution will be in Krishna's hands. Krishna will make the decision. In fact, this whole creation is nothing but Krishna's dream it is. The creation itself is Krishna's dream, right? And he can adjust anything and everything in this whole creation with anyone, in any form, what is required, right? Only thing is, it may not be the way you wanted it. You cannot decide that. He will decide that. Yeah? And therefore, he says that the Shanti, if you get it, you have become free from the problem. If you have the Shanti inside, body will suffer. Body is meant to go one day anyway. And there's nothing you can do about it. It is meant to go. But, and in this journey called life, so many problems must come because already it is decided. Because when the body was formed, prarabdham was behind it. Prarabdham and body is connected to each other. So that prarabdham has to get exhausted through this body. It has to get exhausted. So therefore, suffering has to come. And that suffering comes, you can't complain about it. You can only say to Krishna this way, what it was spoken here, by through Sharanagati, right? So, it may not be the way we wanted it, but Krishna will give you the Shanti at the end, right? So Krishna says, you learn this science of surrendering to him. That is his point there. Tameva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharada tal prasadal param shandim sthanam prapsyasi shashodam. So then Krishna is saying here that Arjuna, I have you are very dear to me, therefore I have told you all these things. You are very dear to me, therefore I have told you these things. But it is a very confidential thing, right? And with that, Krishna is concluding that. And then he says to him, he's finishing the topic, more or less finished there, with these two verses. The topic is over. Antaryami, Sharanagati to Antaryami. The topic, Krishna completes that. To say this, Krishna brought us through all the other things. The modes of nature, how it works, and truthfulness, satyam, dhriti, buddhi, karma, all under different modes, how they work. All this was explained to us to bring us to this point at the end. So therefore he is saying to him, idide jnanam akhyadam guhya guhyataram maya vimrishayidat asheshena yathechasi tathakuru, that I have given you this knowledge, proper knowledge, right? And this knowledge is not available anywhere because jnanam akhyadam, and it is extremely confidential, Krishna says. And this knowledge, just by giving you this medicine, will not work. Right? Only thing is, this medicine, you have to take it for a long time. This Sharanagati medicine. You have to try it for a long time, and you have to follow the rules and regulations. Because when you take certain medicines, what they call it as pathyam. Pathyam means the restrictions, isn't it? Ayurveda is particular about it. They will say to you, you shouldn't take certain food when you are taking this medicine. It is there in allopathy also, in certain medicines, right? So similarly, there is pathyam for this also, for this medicine also. We will discuss that tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki.